Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Lesbian Mommies Radio. I'm your host, Elizabeth Kaliva. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so excited for this show tonight. I know they say that for every show because I actually am excited for every show, but this one is just awesome. We are introducing, seriously, the coolest invention on the planet for lesbians looking to conceive. I think that all of us that have been in this process can agree that it's not the most romantic. Whether you're in a clinic with your feet up in stirrups with a doctor, you know, doing the IUI, totally not sexy, or you're at home and you're like lying there and your partner's pushing the plunger in, like it's just not sexy. So this invention allows you to basically make babies the old-fashioned way. You get to connect and make love with your wife and make a baby at the exact same time. So super excited to be talking about the Semanet, and I have Semanet creator Stephanie Berman on the show to share how you and your lady can turn the heat up when you're inseminating at home. Before we get to that, I want to give a shout-out to Anna from Washington for this week's topic. Thank you, Anna. Such a great one. I have gotten so many great topics from you guys, from you ladies that have written me. So thank you so much. Keep those coming. They really help. And you can email me at elizabeth@lesbymommies.com, or you can reach out on the Facebook page. I also want to say thank you to Bomo1234. She gave me a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you. So awesome. I think that's the first iTunes review I've had in like 6 months. So it made me so happy. Those reviews and your emails seriously make this worthwhile for me because I just do this for fun and it's great to hear that you guys like the show. So definitely keep the emails coming and I would love more reviews on iTunes. They actually also help us to rank higher when people search like lesbian or something on iTunes. So would love your iTunes reviews. You can find me online, lesbymommies.com. Facebook is at Lesbian Mommies Radio, and then Twitter at Lesbian Moms Radio. This is a live show, so if you want to call in and ask some questions of Stephanie about the Semanet, definitely do that. The number is 646-787-1912, 646-787-1912. Just press the number 1, and that'll let me know that you want to come on the air. All right, let's get to our show. Let me introduce Stephanie Berman. Over the past 11 years, Stephanie has helped transform the women's reproductive health industry into a more LGBTQ-friendly one. Stephanie's innovative vision helped create the Semanet, demonstrating a critical shift from male to female designers in the novelty sex toy marketplace. As a lesbian woman, Stephanie knows firsthand what it is like to want to be able to mimic traditional intercourse, particularly in ejaculation with the purpose of conception, but to have no access to products which allow for such an experience. Berman Innovations is a woman-owned and operated LGBTQ-friendly company with a business model focused on form and function. An expert team of women drives the design, development, and creation of its product line, including its flagship product, the Semanet. Berman Innovations understands both the adult industry and the family planning market, tailoring its products with features its clients want and need, with licensed, authorized distributors to guarantee efficient, accurate, and rapid delivery, so retailers always have available stock. Berman Innovations provides pleasure with outstanding customer service and products. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being on. So first of all, tell everyone what the Semanet is, and then give me your backstory on how this all got created.
Sure. So the Semanet is a high-quality ejaculating dildo. It's fairly simple in the description, but there's certainly a lot more behind the technology and the function behind it. So I'll get into that a little bit later. The backstory is I have spent the last 11 years in the women's reproductive health industry. I own a family business with my mother, and so I have been helping couples achieve pregnancy in the medical sense for the last 11 years. So basically, I'm not a doctor by any means, let me clarify that, but I have a very keen understanding of all of the processes that couples undergo to try and conceive. So, there's so many. My background, and then my wife and I got married in 2011, and her and I knew that we wanted to have a family. And even though being in the women's reproductive health industry and understanding so much, I didn't really realize how much there was a lack of products that geared towards same-sex couples, other than spending thousands and thousands of dollars and going to a doctor's office for, you know, as you described, just a very medicinal, awkward, not sexy experience. And so, my wife and I we both agreed that was not the route we wanted to take, and we really were adamant about at least trying to do this at home, at least to start. So we used a known donor. He was a mutual friend of ours, and so we basically opted to use what was available to us, which really was a turkey baster, which you can find in your kitchen, or a needleless syringe. So you can obviously imagine that using either one of those is extremely unsexy, not romantic in the slightest. I often joke a lot about the experiences my wife and I had when we were trying to inseminate and using syringes and whatnot. And it got to the point where I was wearing a headlamp. Like, literally, we went to Home Depot and I was wearing a headlamp because it was like I was trying to manipulate a flashlight so I could see better what I was doing. And then the syringe and the lube and the speculum and all this stuff. And it was just like, it was so overwhelming. And again, even me describing it, it's just like there's absolutely nothing sexy about that. A headlamp, you know what I'm saying? So basically, make a long story short, after trying those methods a couple of times, we were both obviously left feeling very unfulfilled. And, you know, it's also hard for your partner to achieve an orgasm when you're wearing a headlamp and, you know, you're not looking your best, not feeling your best. And so it just really, it just took the whole romance out of the procedure for us. So I sort of thought to myself, there has to be something better. Basically, there had to be a better solution. So I went to the internet, like pretty much everyone does, started doing some research, and I leaned a lot on my background in the women's reproductive health industry, but I also was looking to combine the more, you know, what heterosexual couples do. You know, they have sex and they can make a baby pretty much anytime that they want. You know, it's they have the ability to have spontaneity and the romance and all of that. And I really wanted to figure out how to incorporate the functional aspects and the fun pleasure aspects. And when I found that nothing like that existed, the idea for the Semenet was born. You know, there's for me, it was, you know, a lot of lesbian couples were already using sex toys. I mean, vibrators, dildos, all of those things are pretty widely accepted amongst the lesbian community. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I had used sex toys before. And so I thought, what if I could create something that would incorporate using a sex toy that provides the pleasure, but allows the functional aspect that the needleless syringe or the turkey baster provides? And that basically is the story behind the creation of the Semenet.
So good. I love the visual of you with the headlamp on. That's just too
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's just so right. It's just so spot on, really, because my wife and I have thought about, like, why we want to be, like, eye to eye and face to face and being able to, you know, like, really connect when we're making a baby rather than this completely disconnected kind of process. So I absolutely love what you're able to do with the Semenet. Like, it's really what I think we need. So
yeah, and I think that was the other big thing is that, you know, as being, I was not the carrying partner. And so, you know, everything, you know, when you're going through a doctor's office, there's not that much involvement for the non-carrying partner. You know, you can stand there and hold your partner's hand and whisper in her ear and whatnot, but that's not really feeling like you and your partner are making this baby together. You know, it's a doctor that's pulling the trigger, essentially. And so with the Semenette, it really allows to feel that authenticity and really feel like you and your partner are connecting and really creating this, hopefully conceiving this baby out of love and, you know, all of that. So I that was also really important to me. And the fact that the product was able to provide that for us was, you know, obviously something very rewarding.
Absolutely. No, that's such a good point about the non-caring partner, because my wife has definitely talked about that often. Like, I feel like I'm not really doing anything. So totally. That's such a good point. So speaking of that, talk about, I want to just really talk simply about the logistics of exactly how it works. Like, you're having sex with this dildo, and then how does it work?
So I'll sort of back into the technology of the toy. So basically, I did a couple rounds of prototyping to figure out how to sort of make this ejaculation feature work. And one of the things for me that was extremely important was making the highest quality toy that I could make. So, you know, a lot of people, when I was looking for funding and whatnot, they suggested, well, why don't you have this made overseas, have this made in China? And, you know, I didn't know a lot about sex toys before I invented one myself, and then realized how much of a lack of education there is about how many sex toys are made with toxic materials and that are very, very potentially dangerous to the body. And so as soon as I started getting knowledge about that, there was no way for me that I was going to compromise the quality of my toy. You know, I always say that with anything that I would promote or sell or anything like that, if I'm going to sell it to someone else, you better believe that I'm going to be comfortable using it myself. And I think my wife's and my success with the toy is really a testament to, you know, me really truly believing in my product. You know, to be able to say that I've used this product successfully, I think goes a long way. So again, backtracking into the quality, you know, everything was made here in the USA, medical grade silicone, phthalate free, and the technology of the toy. So again, there are other ejaculating dildos on the market. However, mine is unique because it offers, well, it's unique because it's medical grade silicone, but also it offers the tubing that threads through the shaft of the dildo. It is removable and replaceable. So it's actually a single time use. And so for couples that are using this for conception, I thought that was extremely important because I wouldn't feel comfortable cleaning out a thin tube that I was putting sperm in and then reintroducing that into my wife's body. So right. I think that's one of the really unique features about the toy. So you have the toy, the tubing, there's a lure lock, and then there's a small tiny bulb that attaches to the end of the tubing, and then there's a custom tip on the other end. So basically the way that this works is you would get your sample, you would put the tip into the sperm, you use the bulb to draw the sperm or liquid up into the tubing, and then the tubing slides right through the shaft of the dildo. So it makes it, that was one of the challenging parts, was sliding silicone tubing on a silicone toy. So we engineered and made it so that you were able to do that easily. And then when that tip pushes down into the head of the penis, it actually locks the tubing into place. So when you're using the toy with your partner, the tubing's not sliding or moving, and then there's a chamber on the base of the toy where the tubing can actually, the other end of the tube can lay flat, and it can be worn in a harness. It's meant to be worn in a harness so that it's also comfortable for the person wearing the toy. So I really tried to think of not only the person that would be receiving, but also the person that would be wearing it, comfort, pleasure. Really tried to incorporate, and safety, tried to incorporate all of those things. And so when you load the toy with the sperm, you can put it in your harness and you can have sex. And then when you're ready to mimic the ejaculation, it's another simple squeeze of the bulb and that releases the liquid into your partner. And that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm someone that really does pay attention to materials and that sort of thing. So I was really excited to see that it is silicone and phthalate free, which is really important. Like you said, the one-time use tubing is also really important.
Yes.
For sure. Awesome. So brilliant work on the design. It really makes sense. And I love, too, that you said you kind of draw it up. You draw it up from the ejaculating end. So it just fills up as far as it's going to go. And then, because I was thinking that you like pour it into the ball part and then you squeeze it through that way. But your way better.
So some people have asked about, they say, well, sperm, if you don't have a known donor and you're using frozen donor sperm, it's all, there's an expense that goes along with that. And
yeah.
I absolutely understand. And, some people aren't comfortable with that. But, frozen sperm certainly can work with this as well. It's, again, a matter of your comfort level with, using and you're spending that amount of money. But it's certainly, the toy certainly works with frozen sperm as well. And then a lot of people will say, well, will I lose any of the sperm in the tubing? And the honest answer is yes, that's definitely going to happen because it's a viscous liquid. And so it's going to coat the, the inside of the tubing. But if you think about it, if you use a turkey baster, the same thing's going to happen. Or even if you use an IUI catheter, there's still going to be some residual sperm left behind. But the amount that you need that actually is going to go into the body is enough so that it will get the job done. And the nice thing about this is that there is some data that shows that when a woman climaxes and has an orgasm, it makes the cervical os pulsate, which in the theory, it sort of serves as a vacuum to the sperm. And so it sucks the sperm into the cervical os. So it's unlikely you're going to have an orgasm laying in your doctor's office. so being able to do that at home, if you're thinking about it logistically, you're going to lose some sperm either way. But kind of pros and cons, being able to do this at home in the comfort of your home and the privacy of your own home, even if you are losing a little bit of that sperm behind on the tubing, it's not enough for your, it's going to really hurt your chances of conceiving.
No, definitely not. Especially if you're having known donor, because there's quite a bit usually.
Exactly.
To work with. Awesome. So tell me about what you're hearing. You and your wife conceived your daughter using this, but have you heard from a lot of other lesbians that are having success with the toy?
I have actually. So, every day this is also one of the things that people often ask, what are your statistics? What's the success rate? And, the honest answer is that it's very difficult for me to give, exact success rates because this process and doing it at home, my whole purpose is to give people the privacy that they're looking for.
Totally.
And so don't ever push anyone to, share their story with me. I do find that a lot of times, I spend a lot of time on the phone with customers. There's a lot of handholding that is needed in this process because it can be such an emotional roller coaster for people. And so I kind of take pride in the fact that, I make myself available to any and all of my customers as much as possible. And I start building relationships. And a lot of those customers will come back to me and tell me about their experience, tell me about their successes. So I'd say offhand, I can think of at least 20 success stories right now since I started selling this toy. A lot of my friends, actually, in my network of my lesbian friends, a lot of them have started using the toy. And in my friend circle alone, there's been 3 babies that have been conceived. So it's
awesome.
It's awesome. And a couple people have had success very early on. So they did like a couple tries with the toy and it worked for them. And that was the same thing for my wife and I. We had done, needleless syringes and turkey basters. And then we did 2 tries with the Semanet and we were able to achieve pregnancy. So I can't give exact statistics, but I can tell you that the feedback that I've received and, being able to say that I have 20 or so pregnancies, I'm very happy with that number.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And now, when I was reading your website, it's not just lesbians looking to conceive that are using your toy. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, and that's been one of the also really interesting parts about the journey and the evolution of the toy is when I invented the toy, I really only had this being used by lesbian couples. That was really what my main focus and intended goal was. And as I started pitching the idea and talking to, you know, adult retailers and people in the industry, I learned that there are so many other communities that are looking for a high quality squirting dildo. And so it was a very interesting education that I've received thus far. But just to name a few, there's actually been a couple more in sort of the medical aspects. So men with erectile dysfunction or men with disabilities. Serodiscordant couples, which is couples where one or both partners are HIV positive. And I actually had a couple the other day. It was a straight heterosexual couple, and the wife called me and she said that her husband was having performance anxiety, and so they were looking to the Semanet as something as an alternative for them to kind of take the anxiety away for her husband. So that's a lot of the medical uses that have come up. And in terms of, there's a whole other just pleasure side to the toy. So you have the kink and fetish communities. There's the pegging community. This has actually been really, I've gotten a lot of amazing feedback from the transgender community. And I'm hopefully planning to do a lot more with that in the future. So it really is this, there's sort of two different facets of the toy, but it's actually great because it's kind of like a 2-for-1 toy. You know, if you use this, if the lesbian couple uses it to try and conceive, and maybe they do, and then if they don't want to use it for that purpose again, then they bought themselves a high quality sex toy. It doesn't have to be used with the squirting aspect. So it's kind of a nice little feature to have, I would say.
Now, does it come in different sizes?
So currently right now, it only comes in one standard size. There's three different color options. There's vanilla, cinnamon, and chocolate. And so one of the things that I have received a lot of feedback on, and particularly some from the lesbian community, was they were surprised that I made the toy so realistic and phallic-looking. And I've heard a lot of the feedback, and I am working on sort of next evolution of the toy and having the lesbian community in mind specifically, working on making the Semanet version 2 so that it is in non-realistic colors and in a more non-phallic looking shape. So, it's definitely been interesting in terms of the feedback and different communities and different people like different things, but we're really working hard to try to please as many people as possible. And so sizing also has come up. So we chose one standard size to start just because we want it to be as universal as possible.
Totally.
And so it's 6 inches long, 3.25 inches in diameter. So it's still a fairly average size toy. But we are working on, again, in next phase, coming out with a larger size and then something potentially a little bit smaller.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. So brilliant. So just curious, I want to talk a little bit about just you being a lesbian entrepreneur. I think it's awesome. I think a lot of us in the community are all about supporting women in business, supporting lesbian entrepreneurs or lesbians in business in general. Talk a little bit about being a lesbian entrepreneur. I don't know if you have any tips for budding lesbian entrepreneurs. Just would love to hear your take on the business side of things.
Yeah, so I mean, I've always kind of been a serial entrepreneur. I'm a big fan of Shark Tank, and love watching that show and just kind of seeing people realize their dreams. And I actually, when I invented the toy, I really honestly didn't envision this taking off in this kind of way. I knew there was an underserved niche and need for a toy like this, especially in the lesbian community. But it was really overwhelming to me how much support I was receiving, especially from the get-go. And I think being a lesbian and being in a very, you know, the sex toy industry is heavily male-dominated. And so that was definitely daunting at first. But, you know, I think if my only tip would be just to be persistent and be confident. I think, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, when I'm looking for funding for this project and when I first started, I encountered a lot of people that said, you know, you're crazy. There's no market for this. Like, what are you talking about? And people are trying to be naysayers. And I never let that stop me. I was very adamant about realizing this dream and this product. And especially once my wife and I had success, it was a real aha moment for me. It was like, you know, it was like, wow, not only is my wife pregnant, I invented something that allowed us to get to this moment. And I wanted other women to have and feel that same feeling that I was feeling. And so I didn't really care what it took. And it did take a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I sacrificed a lot personally, financially, and all of those things to be able to see this through. And I think if there's anything that I can share to people, it's to, you know, be persistent and not let any no's or any negative feedback stop you.
That's awesome. That really is cool, because it is, that's hard. It's a challenge to do that when you're getting no's from people. So huge props to you for doing it. And it's brilliant. I mean, like I said, I can't believe I'm just now hearing about this. So I'm excited. Okay,
I gotta tell you, I was stunned when I did the research and I realized that no one had ever thought of this. And it's funny because I do get a lot of emails from people saying, I had thought of that idea, you know, so many years ago. And, you know, so that's also, I mean, for me, that's a huge compliment. It's reaffirming to me that other people have thought of this idea, and me as an entrepreneur, I saw it through, you know, yeah. And so that should be motivation for anyone that comes up with an idea, you know, capitalize on that. Don't be scared by the process. I mean, honestly, I thought it was going to take millions of dollars to make prototypes and all of this stuff. And when I actually really delved into the process and learned more about it, it was something that was really attainable for me. So, you know, I think that's the big lesson is just to, if you think of something, don't wait, capitalize on it.
Nice. Great advice. So let everyone know where they can pick up a Steamanet for themselves.
Yeah, so they can go to our website. It's www.thesteamanet.com. There's a lot of great information on there. We have a YouTube page as well. I know it was probably a little confusing with me trying to describe how to load the toy and how it works. So we have a great instructional video. It's on the website. It's on our YouTube page as well. I often send people there. That'll give a really great visual as to how the toy works. I do the demo with water, but that's only because I didn't really have access to sperm at my disposal. So we did it with water, but it's the same process that you would use sperm with. And they can order directly on our website. We have all of our retailers listed on the website. So if you want to check this out, hopefully we're in a store near you, and we are always growing and adding more retailers and distributors. And the only other thing that I would mention is that we are able to ship internationally. So if there are any international listeners that are interested, we certainly can ship anywhere in the world. And that's pretty much it.
Nice. Well, is there anything else that you want to mention before we wrap up the show?
I would just say, you know, if you're not, again, if you're the person that isn't so keen on the realistic look of this, of the original Steamanet, we are actively working on the Steamanet version 2. So I would just say stay tuned and that next version, hopefully bring that to market in the hopefully in the next few months. That's the goal.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. It is so brilliant, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. I know all of my listeners are happy to hear about this. I had some Facebook comments today. They're like, what? This is amazing. So, yeah, so it's really awesome. Thank you again for taking the time to be on the show, and I wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait to get one.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy we got the chance to talk, and I look forward to hearing many more success stories.
Absolutely. All right, have a great week, Stephanie.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hopefully you guys have some new ideas about what's going to be happening the next time you're in your ovulation cycle. I know I do. So hopefully you enjoyed that. I thought it was brilliant. Thank you again, Anna, for that topic suggestion. Everyone have an amazing week. I love you. And we'll catch you soon. Talk to you later.